Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economics segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Welcome to your favorite radio station program. That is Business and Economics segment. You are listening to Business and Economics segment. It's now that time of us discussing what we are always discussing, particularly at this point in time, and looking at those very important conversation that we need to drive. Yeah, the conversation that in line with our national priorities, and also the conversation that are being done in order to make sure that we bring an impact into our national developmental priorities, and also to make sure that when we bring about this conversation, it's not only for us to score points or to show that we have a bit of content on what we are talking about, but when we enter into conversations, like what we are always doing, is to make sure that we open the mind, we open the thinking of individuals, particularly in line with economic development. Yes, is that time? The time is 8 minutes past 18:00. Let us thank Dwight and also Helmut for the home run program. Now is that time of the evening, that time of the early evening, where we discuss what we are always discussing. So for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, for those of you who are following us for the first time, Business and Economic segment is your platform where we discuss about business matters. It's a platform where we discuss about economic policies. Indeed, it's a platform where we discuss about not only domestic affairs on development, but also international affairs on development. Is a platform where we look at we analyze policies, we look at things like central bank, we look at things like international cooperations, we also look at the agriculture sector, we look at our farmers, and we mostly look at SME operators as a backbone or a driver of the economy, those who are at the edge of the circle of the economy. We look at how we can upgrade SME development, and also how we can drive the agenda of the Africa that we want, and most importantly the Namibia that we want, the Namibia where young people are happy, the Namibia where individuals will be able to put brains on their table, and the Namibia where a citizen, a parent, a love partner is not scared what their kids are going to eat in the next 10, even 100 years. Because that is what you want to look at. And yeah, after every conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line for those who can contribute. We open the line for those who can give their input. I think, let me take the caller. He's been calling for a long time. Hello?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Evening, sir. How are you?
Oh, David, you are here now.
Yes, we are moving to another program. You are calling Dwight.
Yes, we have been listening from this Helmut and
Dwight. Okay.
Since this began.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe sometimes I have said I enjoy their comedy. But as much as I enjoy their comedy,
we are also
trying to balance up our things, because what is coming from here is very important.
Okay.
So I'm not saying, I'm not trying to...
No.
Say, I'm just talking about my own test.
No. We hear you very well. And
especially when they talk about crucial and important issue of economic and issue that affect us.
Uh-huh.
That's why they have that platform.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So thank you very much. Let me listen to you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
God bless.
Yeah. Yes, that was great. That was great. You're always very happy, particularly when people find interest in the discussion that our colleagues are coming up with. People find interest in the discussion that Eagle FM is coming up with, and that is very imperative. So, like I'm always saying, after every conversation that we bring about, after every conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line for those who can engage us on the studio, for those who can give, you can either give us SMS, you can comment, and you can come up with your constructive criticism. And yeah, because the aim of the discussion is not only for us to give a presentation, but it's for us to educate one another, because you may be the one who is listening. However, you have a rich content in the topic that we discuss about, and maybe you have also experience in that field, then your discussion, your contribution is valuable. So before you go to the conversation for today, just want to say, Zafia, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yes, I see. Yeah, no, we are very happy to have you. And, yeah, like we are always saying, I was just giving an introduction of our discussion. And, before I give you a chance to introduce our, topic, I just want to go to, Eagle FM products. So, dear listeners, it's always very important to make sure that you follow us on our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. You follow us on Facebook, you follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, and on LinkedIn, so that you'll be up to date with economic news, so that you also be up to date with what is coming, what is already here, and what could come, particularly in terms of the economy, and how you can align your thinking, your planning, and also your futuristic approach, either to business or personal development, with data and statistics that you are getting. So the other thing is also that you need to make sure that you download our The Villager newspaper. That's our e-paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And also make sure that you download our Eagle FM app. There are always those who are asking, how come the frequency is not reaching us? We move to the world of digitization in this, and it's very important for me and you to make sure that, when the world is moving forward, we are not being left behind. So when you are using, Eagle FM app, then you are that kind of person who understand what's going on, and also that kind of person who refuse to be left behind and be the driver of change, particularly when we are in the world of, we talk about artificial intelligence, we talk about digitization, we talk about data science, and the world is moving very fast, and it's up to you.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Oh, follow us on Eagle FM. We got you. Facebook, Twitter, which is now X,
yeah.
LinkedIn. We are updating you where we are boozing at, for you to understand. We're updating you daily on the economic news, business. So now you can listen to your favorite talk radio show wherever you are, live and on the go, right? As well as podcasts. Perhaps you missed it with your busy schedule.
Yeah.
Looking for a song for Sunday worship? We've got you on Imba app. The online hymn book now is packed with most of your favorite church songs. Always just a download away. Nah? Mm. So if you forgot your songbook and you go right after work to church, we got you. You just download the app. It's for free and you can sing along. Nah? You don't have to lip service. You don't have to chew potatoes. We've got you. You can sing the correct words as per the hymn book. We've got it in different languages. We've got it in Afrikaans. We got it in English. We got it in Oshiwombo. We got it in Herero and plus a few others. Nah? Check it out. I don't want to spoil it for you, but check it out. And when it's time to catch up on news that really matters, to stay updated, we know you got a busy schedule. So just scroll through The Villager. It's an online, on-the-go online newspaper with fresh local content right in the app. Three amazing features, your radio, your hymn book, your news, all brought to you by Eagles FM. Download the apps today for free Stay connected, informed, and inspired anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, coming from Eagle FM Products, we are going to a commercial break. Then we can go right into the conversation for today. Today we are going to talk about global affairs, but I'll leave that to Zafia. That will come right after a commercial break.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa Oma Kuro Ekupitira Mohorike Radio Station Oyo Eagle FM, Enya Mukuro Olongaha. Ningikwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kon norahita tuimwe heari imwe ne heari imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mamberewa kon norahita tu natu mbali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavucha aziva. Muvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, muikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Muikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Amuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali zwila mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba, kize tatama.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and my colleague,
Zafia.
Z.
So, guys, yeah, let's get into business, ne?
Yeah.
That is what we're here for, to have a nice session and updating you on the current and trending business and economics topics.
Yeah.
Namibia earned 10.1 billion in exports in March 2025, right?
Yeah.
But that's slightly down from the previous months.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, our import bill hit 12.8 billion, David, leaving us with a growing trade deficit of 2.7 billion. So the big question here is today, how can Namibia step up its international trade game and manage its resources more strategically?
Yes, I think that is a good question. It's not only a question of Namibia government or those who are running the affairs of the state on behalf of the governed. So it's a question that everybody must ask himself to say, why are we still losing in terms of numbers? Because the other time we were talking about new, there are things that we are doing very well. But in terms of trade, when somebody is talking about trade deficit, we understand that trade can be affected by a lot of things, either local or international. But what did you do? What did you do? Because there is always imbalance in terms of trade, and it has been for a very long time in terms of trade. And when the International Mechanized Trade Statistic Bulletin of March is given, when it was given by Namibia Statistic Agency, when it's indicating that in March 2025, the business, in fact, in simple term, what is happening is that what came in your country through what you sell is 10 billion. Those are the products that you are selling, your diamonds, you talk about your fish, you talk about everything. Those are, you just got 10 billion from that trade. Then we talk about what did you send outside the country? Because you are doing an exchange, buying and selling. Yeah. What did you sell outside the country? Now, what you sold, you only got 10.1 billion. You sold your things in raw form. You did not have a final product. You sold the jobs of others. Then when you are buying, you bought the products of 12.8 billion. Then when people are doing the comparison in terms of trade, yes, it can be a positive trade, but you lost. You are still losing. It's not a profit at all.
Exactly.
2.7 billion is not something that you can just lose like that. 2.7 billion is a lot of money. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, how can we upgrade ourselves from this, and how can we win international trade game? Because other countries are winning. Because if you are analyzing this trade statistics, it's not the first time Namibia is having a trade deficit of this. But they are saying, the report is saying, this one is the worst trade deficit. It's the worst trade deficit since January this year. It's the worst trade deficit, which is also indicated to say even the previous month, which is February, we were at 2 billion in terms of trade. The question, Zafia, that you need to ask yourself is that, when are we going to win our international trade game, even for once? Because trade deficit is in every country, like we used to say, but even 1 month, for once, what did we do? Because imagine, you ask yourself, what are you selling? What are you doing wrong and what are you not doing right? We have been preaching about value addition for a long time, but how many industry add values to their products? How many industry add values to their product? We have been selling uranium the same way we have been selling it for the past 35 years. What uranium products do we have? Maybe in terms of fish industry, I don't know. But maybe let us go a little bit down to some of the contributing factors in this case. And we also try to analyze, apart from contributing factors, we also try to analyze our top trade products. What do we sell? The top five things that we sell and the top five things that we buy. Because the same report is indicating that in terms of exports, we are at risk, because they are saying uranium decreased with 1.5 billion, non-monetary gold reduced with 530 million. That is money. Then you talk about inorganic chemicals with 413 million, heating, cooling equipment, 145, fertilizers, 92 million. And just at fertilizers, maybe I want to comment on this. There's a company called Club Brew in Ruderitz. They are producing fertilizers, and they are using marine vegetation to produce fertilizers. But one month ago, they got international certification by Namibia Standard Institution to sell at the international level. But you know, Safia, what is very interesting? They are selling to Belgium, they are selling to UK, they are selling to Britain, but they are not allowed to sell fertilizers in Namibia. It's a Namibian company. You know why? Because of some colonial laws which are still preventing them to sell in their own country. but they're selling outside. But you're asking yourself, why do we have to lose even in terms of fertilizers? If we have a Namibian company which is recognized internationally, but cannot produce.
Cannot be recognized in their own country.
Yeah, but it's recognized to sell international. And and you're asking yourself, what are we doing? What are we doing in this? Now you look at the trade game. You look at the trade game, what is happening in the trade game, what are we selling and what are we not selling. Maybe just in short, when you are looking at things that we sell, diamond is still leading here with 20.1%, followed by fish, then non-monetary gold, then uranium is at number four. Now, people are losing interest. Maybe provided enough uranium in the world. But we still don't have a uranium plant in Namibia to supply us with electricity. Because, you know, the moment you keep on oversupplying something that is not value added, then your things will also start losing quality and losing values. That's why the question that we are asking ourselves is that where we are now, when we are looking at this losing of money, 2.8 billion is a lot of money, and even 100 million is a lot of money. This money, when you look at the trade, how can we boost our trade game? That is number one. People have been talking about value addition. Nothing was ended. Few things were ended, and we are still selling things at the raw form.
That is where I wanted to come in, to say that I think that is also one of the strategies that we need to, you know, enter in, you know. Let's see how can we minimize selling raw material. Example, like our diamonds. We basically sell it unpolished, and then when we buy it, it's polished.
No, sometimes polishing is not even a thing. We polish it, but we don't even know how to put it in a ring.
Yeah, but that's even, what I'm saying. We need to learn how to sell what the world wants. And not give the world. They do whatever they want and give it back to us. But now, when it returns to us, it's at a way more high price.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I think, we need to export polished diamonds. And also diamonds that are already, you know, cut diamonds. Let me say that.
Yeah.
And when I do say cut, it's already jewelerized, you understand?
Yeah.
And, or branded Namibian meat instead of just carcasses. You understand?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's where the real money is.
Yeah. The money is in the final product.
Exactly. Let's diversify export markets as well. And when I say that, we rely heavily on few countries for exports. That's risky.
And you know, when you talk about diamond, you know, minerals will give you money very fast, particularly when you add value to them. I was listening to the interview of Errol Musk, the father of Elon Musk. He was a diamond dealer the diamond dealer, he's an engineer, and he's a former military guy in South Africa. But most of his things that he did, he was a millionaire by the age of 23. He was already having money. But he mentioned one thing very important to say. He said it himself. Say he was very stupid when he used to sell those precious diamond in a black market. Then he went to the US one day. Those years to sell diamonds. Then he realized to say, one diamond, after it was cut, the value was not even double or triple. It was more than what you expect. Because you only get money when you want to sell something very fast. But when you take time and say, no, let's see what one stone will bring me. Then he realized to say he has to change his own game, his whole game, to say no, he has to wait, and he also has to make sure that he's not only selling for the sake of you releasing the product, but he realized to say he lost a lot of money in his mind when he was thinking he was making money. But when he go and visited places where things are being done, people are saying, no, These are 20 jewelries. They are just coming from one stone. And the value of this jewelry. There are wealthy people in the world who are willing to buy those. And there are wealthy people who are still buying products from Namibia. But just do a rough calculation. What is the cut of Namibia? What did Namibia get from its resources? And we are being drained. And at the end of the day, yes, you can maintain jobs whatsoever, but what are you doing as a country? What are you doing? How many industries do we have? Maybe we are going to keep on preaching until somebody say, no, let's set up industries. Let us end value. And there is one diplomatic, I'm saying this with much respect. There is one diplomatic point which our president gave when she visited Uranium, and also at the State of National Address, if I'm not mistaken. And she said, when you talk about Uranium, we have been exporting uranium for a very long time, but we still do not have a nuclear plant. And she said, although there are no plants in place, discussion have already started. Now, when the president is showing that she's willing to bring up something, but the question is when? Because it's when. Because, you know, being the third largest producer of uranium is not a joke. You are the big guy. That thing was already supposed to change the whole international trade game on its own before you add other things. Mm. And she said, no, discussion have already started and about the nuclear plant, but there's no specific plan yet on the table to say, what about other minerals? What about other products? Why can't we do what we're supposed to do? Maybe the other thing that we need to look at is also, what are we teaching? Are we teaching people? Are we teaching ourselves to go and work? Or are we teaching ourselves to go and upgrade things? Because the moment we are still going to... Because statistics, numbers don't lie. Numbers...
Actually, we actually see the real stuff.
Yeah, it's where you see the real stuff. Numbers don't lie. It says a lot. You know, these reports are saying a lot about your country. And... you are asking yourself, are the people who were supposed to make decisions listening or reading this? Because these are just not ordinary numbers. Mm. An institution like Namibia Statistics Agency, it has a lot of experts, and it took time also to go through and analyze all the products and say, this is where we are standing. Then how useful are these statistics to future decision making? Mm. Or how they were using this, institutions to make a decision to look at where we are
going forward.
Yeah, that is the question. You know, forward. You can talk about forward, but forward is now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We need to analyze them now.
Yeah.
For a better tomorrow, and tomorrow is tomorrow.
Yeah, because tomorrow of yesterday is today already. Mm. Because people have different thinking about the future to say no. Although there was somebody say life must be understood backward, but we must live it forward. But the tomorrow of yesterday is today. What did we do yesterday to be where we are today? That's the question. How can we do it better? Because when these trade statistics are being brought about, it's not really something that only economists should understand. I think this is something that should be simplified to everyone. This is something so that maybe we can be awake to say we are losing money.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of trade, we are a small country, we have minerals, but we are, in terms of numbers, we are losing. But this, you know, when you are looking at this report, they are also a bit contradicting each other, because when you compare what we are seeing, because we are already in May, remember, then what the report of Bank of Namibia Financial Stability Report, which is saying Namibian economy is going to grow.
Based on what? We need a document that simplifies us.
Yeah.
That actually simplifies everything. Mm. So to say, are we growing?
Yeah.
Or are we backsliding?
Yeah. Because when you go back to that report, it's saying no, Namibia economy is going to grow with around 3%, and whatever is happening at an international, the global affairs is not really going to directly affect Namibia.
Oh, okay.
Then we are already in May. And how are your projections? Mm-hmm. And even if you are growing in terms of numbers, Where is that number coming from, and who is going to benefit from that? That's a question that you need to ask yourself. And why, what are you doing when your products are losing values? Why can't you add values? What is your game plan?
Yeah. You know, David, I also think that we need to reduce import dependencies. No?
Mm-hmm.
When we import so many things we could make locally. From food, let's start from food, clothing, to mm-hmm. Building materials. No?
Mm-hmm.
If we grow our local industry, not only do we create jobs, we also save foreign currency. Mm. Now, for example, someone mentioned in one of our interviews that said, if we can't food security, if you can't make your own food to provide for your own country, how can you say you are a growing economy or you are a good economy?
If you can't...
You can't sustain yourself. Like you can't provide your own food. Now, let me say, most of our vegetables, most of our fruits are still imported. That's just a few that I'm mentioning.
Yeah.
So I'm asking, when are we going to... And that's something we have... We have land in vast.
Yeah.
You know, someone said on the internet that Namibia is such a small country.
Yeah.
And somehow I just had to correct them. Namibia is not a small country. Namibia has a small population. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Namibia is 3 times bigger than Germany.
Yeah.
Namibia is bigger than most of these
smaller countries. Yeah.
We are just a small population.
Yeah.
And I need to rectify everyone that says Namibia is a small country.
Yeah, we are not small.
We are not small.
Yeah.
We are very big.
Yeah. I think you are right when you talk about Namibia being big, because when you have a big land to say, it also means that what is underground, that we also have a lot of undiscovered, minerals underground still. And undiscovered and unused resources.
Mm.
Even up to now, when you talk about underground water, those are some of the things that we did not explore.
Mm.
But the question that you're asking yourself is that, it's like a kid with resources, or a kid with a lot of toys, but you don't really know the use of them. It's like a kid with the resources. Maybe, let us look at, also where we are selling. Because when you go back to this report and you are trying to understand, to say, where is most of the Namibian things are going? You know, Zafia, is very interesting to see that around 38.5% of what we are selling is in SACU.
Mm.
And you know what is SACU? SACU is just South Africa. SACU is South Africa, is Botswana, and is Eswatini and Lesotho. Then you start to realize, to say, whatever is going to happen, and a lot of economists, they talk about Namibia trying to be not aligning with South Africa. We are going to survive if you are already like this.
But yet, we have known that for a long time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Many people have said that.
Yeah.
But what are we doing about it?
What are we doing about it?
Because my thinking is, if we keep on saying Namibia cannot rely, cannot survive without South Africa.
Yeah.
Yes, that is probably the reality right now.
Yeah, it's
but
a reality
what are
now.
We working towards?
Yeah.
To say, are we going to accept that reality forever?
Yeah.
Or are we going to do something about it?
Yeah, it's like you are in a, I'm giving this as an example. You are in a broken relationship and you want to get out, but you don't know how you are going to survive outside.
But you keep on telling yourself,
"Yeah, I'm going
I
out.
I won't make it. I will get out.
Yeah,
I'll but get I will out. Not make it.
Yeah.
So you're because, contradicting yourself.
Yeah. Because first you need to put yourself in order to say, one day, if South Africa decide something happened in South Africa and then decided to increase the price of food, how are we going to survive? One day, because you know, Zafia, relationships are not, in international trade, there is no relationship which are permanent.
No.
Yeah, there's no relationship which are permanent. They will find a better friend than you. Because when you look at your numbers, yes, we have the power that we have is the power of resources.
Yes.
And we have a history together. But it doesn't mean that you're going to be friends forever. Yeah, even if you're going to be friends forever, they will dictate the terms. Because when you look at your numbers and their numbers, they can find another market.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, what we're putting ourselves against is the fact, remember, apart from our relationship maybe turning sour.
Yeah.
Also, you know, we've also had issues, or we had cases where the hijacking comes up.
Yeah.
Or there's issues like in the during the pandemic.
Yeah.
When the borders are closed
mm.
from South Africa to Namibia.
Yeah.
It takes so long, like weeks and weeks, that turns into months
yeah.
for things to get here.
Yeah.
Now, when they had that issue of our truck drivers being hijacked, or their truck drivers being hijacked in their area or in their zone, it affected Namibia so much.
Mm.
And with that, it spiked prices.
Yeah, I think you are right, because what you are saying is supporting this the pie chart that we have here, which is analyzing imports by mode of transport. Because when you have import by mode of transport, because you have sea road, you have air,
yeah.
then you have roads. Then it says 62.6% of your import mode of transport is road.
Which is the majority.
Yeah. So, what does it mean? You can only transport by road something which is near.
Exactly. And that is South Africa.
Yeah, that's South Africa. Now it says a lot. It says a lot. Yeah, because if you have 62.6 of import transportation mode, which is road, it means that you cannot transport something from China with a truck.
Mm.
Yeah. It means that you still, transport more from these guys. And remember, in international trade, what's happening right now, the world is realigning itself, because the other time we were talking about unproductive diplomacy. South Africa is trying to save its economy. Because it's running away from the West. And people must understand this. They are not in good term with the USA. It also means that when South Africa is not in good term with the USA, we are not independent from
Switzerland
the,
forever.
Yeah. When South Africa is being hit by the US, it's us who are being hit indirectly.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the other time I was listening, I was at Bank of Namibia, and I was listening to the presentation, and, you know, the official made a very good presentation, and sometimes it's good to be diplomatic, but sometimes it's also good to tell the truth when you are telling the truth. They say, no, we have a strategy in place, because there are always strategies which are being presented, because, you know, they say, no, you know, Bank of Namibia always have a strategy to safeguard Namibian economy. And I'm very thankful for that. They have, financial stability committee, something related to that, which deal with threats and all those things. And they say, no, we are very ready. And Bank of Namibia is ready to safeguard the Namibian economy whenever something happened. Then I got an opportunity to speak to Frored Nakusera. He's a director at BON. No, we had a conversation. Then I spoke about South Africa. And then she repeated the same thing to say, no, look, Namibia and Bank of Namibia has a strategy to make sure that, you know, even if we are pegged to the, to South African rent, whatever happened, we have a strategy. But I'm asking myself to say, is it, you know, because strategy is something which is long. Do you have a strategy or just have a tactic?
Are we waiting for something to first happen before we act? But isn't that too late?
Yeah, because the question is that, do you have a strategy or you just have a survival tactic?
Yes.
Is it long term?
Is it?
Yeah, because a strategy must be something which is long term to say anything move. Because a lot of people are already speculating when South Africa said they were going to increase their VAT to make it up for their budget. Then they, because of the pressure, they did not do that. Then a lot of people already say, no, what is Namibia going to do? Because if South African government is squeezing its citizens to pay VAT, it means that the trade is also going to be affected. But what is the strategy that we have? Because I want that strategy, because we are going down
you want to see the
blueprint.
in the words.
Yeah, because.
On paper.
Yeah, we want to see it on paper, because we are going down, slowly but surely in terms of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still having a strategy. We are trying to maneuver. And I want to understand, which game are we playing? Because at the end of the day, we need to save the economy. And the economy can only be saved if you have a very strong human capital. And what are you going to do to our young people? And I was feeling very sorry to see, you know, I went to a different graduation, and I went to celebrate, you know, various graduation, and, When you look at the very newspaper, you start to understand that around 6,000, you know, graduates getting to the market. Mm-hmm. On top of what we already have, uncalculated already, on top of what we already have. And a lot of people had argument to say, no, let us not be pessimists, because some of these guys were postgraduate. And some of them, they were already working. But you are saying 6,000, okay, how many are you taking as they were already standing and working? And remember, the majority is always undergraduates. And most of the undergraduates are school leavers.
The majority of them are
school leavers who just enter university.
School leavers.
Yeah, recent school leavers who just enter university. Then you're asking yourself, what is the game plan that we have? Because the unused human capital can also be the barrier to effective, trade balance. Because if you have effective human capital, effective, well-equipped human capital, then you will be able to make sure that you keep the money circulating. Because the money that is, the 2.8 billion that is being lost, we are trying to save ourselves, we are trying to buy. Mm. Because there's nothing in our tax shop. We are trying to service it. Yeah,
because you know what, David?
Mm.
When I look at that pie chart,
mm.
and I mean, our listeners or our audience can actually go check it out on the internet.
Yeah.
But that's where you start working from that whole document.
Yeah.
You start working. Okay, 65%.
Yeah.
How can we decrease this?
Yeah.
What can we do locally?
Yeah, what can we do locally?
What you start with the components or the items that can be locally produced.
Yeah, because if you want to be provocative in a very good way, start putting facts on the table to say who is in charge of many logistic companies in Namibia, and what is the benefit of logistic companies when Namibia is still depending on other countries. Do you understand? Then you get your answer. Because we are talking about 62%. Mm. We are just going around the corner to get our stuff and come back.
Mm.
We're just going
but it's costing us.
Yeah, it's costing us to get our stuff and coming back. But when you start putting your economy in order, this pie chart is going to decrease. Maybe we are moving it to 30%. When you move it to 30%, which we are also keeping a good relationship. However, let us win at the battle of this trade deficit, because that money, how are you going to recover that money which is lost? Because that is the money that you are not going to return. Because remember, if you lose money in terms of loss in business,
mm.
every month you are losing, you are making a loss. You are never going to return that money. Where are you going to take that money from? You either borrow money, you activate your internal trade, or you sell more to get more money to win it back. But you can only win it back when you add value to your product. Otherwise, you don't have a plan.
And you know what, David?
Yeah.
If we look at the way Namibia sits.
Yeah.
Logistically.
Yeah.
We're actually a very ideal transport hub.
No, indeed we
because
are.
Because we meet with so many countries.
Yeah.
And that should also be something that we can use to our advantage. The question is just, how are we going to start putting that into practice?
Look, I think that is a very good question, because we are strategically positioned.
Yes.
Namibia, geographically, we are strategically positioned.
Correct.
We are closer to South Africa. It's a big economy.
Exactly.
That is, we are also feeding us, although we are losing. We have ports. We are a trade hub, where countries like Zambia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, they will not do anything without us for a very long time, although they have other options to use other seas. But they are using our ports because of our trade agreements and so on. But the question that you are asking yourself is that, how can we utilize this position? Because if you are a trade hub, that's where a lot of people are meeting.
Exactly.
In terms of tourism attraction, you are the best tourism destination. But what are you doing? That is the question.
Now, that's where also it comes in with trade policy must be proactive.
Yeah, trade
now,
policy.
Now, this is where government must play an active role.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
A very big role.
Yeah.
They're probably playing a role, but I'm saying a
yeah.
bigger role
yeah.
in negotiating better trade agreements. Yeah. Protecting local businesses.
Yeah.
And providing incentives for exporters.
Yeah. But
we can be passive players.
Yeah.
We need a strategy. Like, maybe we have one, but clearly it's not working well.
Because, you know, the thing about strategy, because the problem with our strategy is that it's becoming old.
It's becoming just a word.
Yeah, because a strategy, a long-term strategy, was supposed to be flexible. It has to change with time. Because you have your vision to say, I want to take Namibia here in the next 20 years. My strategy is to get it here. But after 2 years, something can happen in the world. Then you also have to change. You don't change your goalpost, you change the way you play.
Yes.
Yeah, you change the way you play, but you keep your vision. Now, when you talk about that, I was reading something on social media, and I hope it's true regarding Transnamib, where their tender is blocked, and I see Professor Job wrote something to say, I block you guys, and so on. Apparently there was something which was, there were some irregularity in terms of picking tenders, but these guys were trying to upgrade the transportation system in Namibia. Because when you look at railways, and Sam Nyoma was a very they used to call him a project man. Mm. When he stand up, he do things. Mm. He made sure that he wanted to connect the railway roads, because it's only through the railways where you can connect countries through trade. Because when you look at from Okahanja to Swakopmund, that road, when you travel it, there's a lot of trucks carrying copper. If you drive through that, even at night, there's a lot of accident happening there.
And we can actually use our railway.
Yeah, because Zambia, every day they are exporting copper. Mm. Every day they are exporting copper. Because when you go to Zambia, when you look at copper belt, they still have rich. They are still rich in terms of copper. Mm. But imagine if we had a train from Zambia to Walvis Bay Port. Who's going to benefit? That is Namibia. You have just an agreement to say, no, trade, you are trading with us. This is the transportation. This is the fixed amount. And you also cut the cost and save lives.
Exactly.
Yeah, because railways is a good strategy. But the question that you need to ask yourself is also this, to say, when you talk about railways, which one are we going to? Because the world is moving very fast. We don't want these railways which are polluting the...
We also don't want the slow trains.
Yeah, we don't want the slow trains.
Electrical ones. Yeah. But eco-friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you look at, it's not Jinfeng. There's it's an international company from China that is more on green hydrogen. Mm. And, When they are presenting their project, which I think is a vision, if I'm not mistaken, it's a vision energy company. So like a vision.
While you're still on that,
yeah,
we've made our business partners, our Chinese business partners, have helped us in many other construction and businesses. No, why don't we include them in our railway? Because if you go look at China and Japan.
They are the best.
They are the best when it comes to trains.
But you know where they are the best. They have it's a vision. It's a vision.
So we can utilize them to help us in terms of this skill transfer, you know, and all that, and helping us to get ours on the. I mean, to get it in motion.
Yeah, but you know the problem that we have in Namibia is also that we have a lot of problems. We have few money, then we are lacking in terms of long-term strategy, and we are not aligning with where the country is going. That is the big problem that we have. That's why when you look at and I like when Menetubo gave her presentation in terms of high priorities, because she realized to say, as a president of the country, there are things that I'll leave the office without doing to people. Then she said, let me be honest. Let me take out 7 priorities which I want to work on. Maybe that is a good move, because if you just jump into Namibia and say, I'm the head of the state, I'm the messiah, whatever you have, I'm going to solve it. It will not work.
No,
then she said, no, we have 7 priorities that we are going to look at. Then she made it very clear to say, I'm not going to increase the pension fund. Let me look at the youth. The question is, where is the blueprint? Because we need also to assist here, because we are the one who are on the ground. Young people must assist on what they need, because you can't have a plan which you don't include people that you are planning for. Because that plan must include a person on the ground who knows how it feels to be a young person in Namibia, how it feels to have skills but not utilized, or how it feels to go to university, or how it feels to be a dropout in Namibia. It's even more worse in these days to be a dropout in Namibia, because that plan must be seen and must be implemented. Otherwise, Zafia, if you have a very strong human capital, you can even make money from outside. Your people be employed outside. If you look at Zimbabwe, it's not really a good example, but if you look at Nigeria, you look at, go to World Bank, go to IMF, go to BRICS, go to EU, see who are the strategic executives there. They are bringing money home. They are getting knowledge. Who is heading World Trade Organization? Go and check. Then you'll be able to realize, to say, sometimes having strong working capital or human capital doesn't necessarily mean that they must work in your country, but things that the guys that can be utilized, you know, outside. But in terms of international trade, winning the international, I think my final take when it's coming to winning of the international trade game is value addition, as we have been talking about. Expanding the capacity and the strength of your human capital, and also reevaluate your strategies, like what South Africa is doing in terms of its diplomatic missions, and also looking at building of industries. It's not too late. It's not really too late to build industries so that we can solve these giant problems in front of us. So, dear listeners, from my side, David Shobe with Business and Economic Segment. We have around a few seconds. We have around 30 seconds before we come to the end of the program. Thank you very much for listening to us. Thank you very much for following our discussion. Until next time, stay tuned to the incoming program.
Yeah, with my final words, I just want to say the trade deficit isn't a number. It's a signal. And now it's the time to act. Thank you and adios.
Adios.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the EagleFM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the EagleFM app to tune in.